Kiki Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music.
Is planning to form a task force to combat the sale of counterfeit goods and protect domestic small businesses. And as Minister Mamanda Abdulrahman on Friday shared this plan in response to a report about the Mandalua shopping center in Jakarta being a hotspot for counterfeit or pirated products. Quoted from Ankara, the minister informed that his team has coordinated with other ministries and agencies to move the plan forward while engaging various stakeholders in discussion to strengthen surveillance and protection efforts for Indonesia MSMEs. Manpower Minister, Manpower Minister Yasir highlighted that the importance of collaborative and fair artificial intelligence governance at the BRICS Labor and Employment Ministers meeting in Brasilia, Brazil on Saturday, Indonesia time. During the meeting, he said that the AI is not merely a trend, but a transformational force that is changing the way the world works, including in Indonesia. Quoted from Ankara, Minister Yasir Ali said Indonesia is prioritizing a people-centric approach in AI adoption to create wider opportunities, protect human dignity, and strengthen social justice. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Morning starter to explore the world's meter city.
March 29, 1993, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now, Fidi Adiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyum Indiru Aja, or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, with Java, Padi. This music group consists of Fatandana and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Saraswati, the owner of the record label that houses Padi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25th, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Adiano entitled Senyum Indiru Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sana, deadline di muka.
Stations of Radio Republik Indonesia from across the country. RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from trusted sources only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Is trying to give a message to the world, not only the actual agenda, but also a message that we would like to give to the whole community of the world. Soon, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sukiono, will join or attend the Foreign Minister meeting of BRICS Plus. And this will be the first meeting that Indonesia attends as an official member of BRICS. And to see the significance of this meeting and our membership, and also the related recent geopolitical situation, we will talk with the observer of Indonesian affairs, Tuku Rizaja. Good morning, Pak Tuku.
Good morning. So, greetings from Puntak in Bandung.
Oh, greetings from Jakarta. Thank you very much for joining us in this early morning, sir. So, I would like to know, how do you see that this meeting will have an impact, especially for Indonesia, amid the current geopolitical and geoeconomic situation?
Well, the answer is more than one answer. I think we have ideological reason, economic reason, and strategic reason. But above all, the first meeting is always very important for Indonesia to claim globally its ideological reason that we are adhering to a free and active foreign policy. In this case, we emphasize neutrality and non-alignment, and then proving our credibility in facing the changing global structure today. So, this is the what we call the ideological reason for Indonesia. And also, we prove our credibility in this case that Indonesia is a free and active and non-aligned country, avoiding itself into conflicts among major powers, and then always prepared to guard peace and security in the world. And today, I think we need to be aware also that we are not living in a very peaceful world, because at the moment we are witnessing so many conflicts in many parts of the world. The most critical one is in eastern part of Europe and also in the Middle East countries. And also in today's meeting, I think our Minister of Foreign Affairs is aware that BRICS today is huge. Yeah, we comprise around 4.3 billion people in the world, close to 45% of the world population. So this meeting is very important for Indonesia. Thank you.
Okay, so it is important for Indonesia, of course. As we know that even in marketing, first impression is very important, and if it's strong, then well, the rest is going to be up to you. So how do you think that Indonesia will be accepted among the nations of BRICS?
Well, I think nation of BRICS, they really create a pressure Indonesian global credibility. Yeah. For example, we have established ASEAN, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, in the first week of August 1967. And since then, since we established ASEAN, we have made Southeast Asia as a very peaceful and credible region. No conflict among states, and then when we have disputes among each other, we settle it peacefully. And then that's the first one. And also Indonesia have to establish Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Also Indonesia have established Indian Ocean Rim Association. Also Indonesia, we are the founding father of the North Line Movement, for example, in 1955, sometime in late April. We have organized the first Asia-Africa Conference. And if we follow the statement issued by the first president, Bung Karno, that he mentioned, that this is the first intercontinental conference of colored people in the history of the world. So I think Indonesia has a great credibility, and we always tend to prove our involvement in many peacekeeping operations all over the world. So when there is a peace, when there is crisis in the world, Indonesia is there to not only to share Indonesia's best ideas, but also to send troops to the conflicting region. So I think Indonesia and BRICS will be nicely welcomed by all countries inside BRICS.
So it's not only being just simply a membership, but we can contribute, and people know that we are credible enough to give that contribution. And we got a question from the newsroom, from our newsroom, saying that the chairman of even the leadership of BRICS this year, Brazil, is having the same struggling global south cooperation for more inclusive and sustainable governance. And in terms of our credibility, what can Indonesia share with the whole community in this issue?
I think Indonesia, we always have ideas, yeah. I think Indonesia will produce its credibility, not only putting itself as a credible establisher of international organizations, establisher of regional groupings like ASEAN, APEC, or Northern Movement, but also Indonesia will introduce new ideas, I think. Whereas if we talk about BRICS, learning from the best practices of ASEAN, I think BRICS should involve greater participation of the people. I think in this case, Indonesia may encourage BRICS member countries to involve its people, its non-state actors, for example, cities, provinces, into several critical areas, such as education, poverty alleviation, and then technology and artificial intelligence, health, innovation, and also micro, small, and medium enterprises, and not to mention good governance and anti-corruption in the future cooperation of BRICS. I think Indonesia, even though this is a new FMM for Indonesia, but I think we must come in with big ideas.
And we go away from Indonesia itself, let's talk about the BRICS per se, saying that the global management reform will also be a topic to be discussed in this meeting. Could you share with us why this is being discussed by BRICS?
Well, I think BRICS need to be aware on what is happening at the global level today. For example, if we see at the global level, we are witnessing Trump's ideas of tariffs. It has affected not only BRICS member countries, but also the rest of the world. And also, BRICS need to respond to the ongoing future crisis, for example, in Panama, and then in Canada, with regards to the US new policies. I think so that's why I think BRICS need to also think on how to empower itself and how to empower the world at the same time. I think this would be the venue for Indonesia to introduce ideas, because at the moment, the world peace and cooperation is shrinking. Yeah? For example, Indonesia may produce ideas to reform the United Nations at the moment, because the world is experiencing greater instabilities, for example, in the areas of peace and security, especially in Middle East and East Europe. And then in this case, the world is also experiencing recession, which is resembled to the 1930s era, which is close to the World War situation. I think Indonesia will use BRICS as a vehicle to empower the United Nations in the future. Because at the moment, as we know, we have 5 permanent member countries, yeah? And then they do not really represent the civilization of the world. For example, US, France, UK, Russia, they are representing the Judeo-Greco-Roman, and China is representing the Mandarin civilization. I think Indonesia will propose in the future, soon after it finds itself stronger inside BRICS, I think we may introduce new criteria for the world civilization, for example, Islamic civilization and Hindu civilization, and also population criteria, and then development criteria, and also criteria in maintaining global peace, via peacekeeping, peacemaking, and peace building. I think BRICS is working very hard, and at the moment, with Indonesia inside BRICS is in its, well, let me call it stabilizing level.
Okay, so everybody got their representation in this global organization. Everybody got a face, and then only certain people, but literally everyone, including, like you said, the Islamic world, they also need more representation, of course. And this might be strengthening the multilateralism. And if this happens, how much is the impact if BRICS also play a role in here, sir?
Well, BRICS, yeah. BRICS consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, yeah. If we think on the current population, yeah, China has 1.4 billion population. So that's India, 1.4. Brazil has around 220 million population, and South Africa has 60 million population, and Indonesia, we have around 260 million population. So at the moment, I think BRICS members, along with the new member countries, we have around 4.3 billion population. It is close to 45% of world's population. So inside BRICS, we already have Russia and China. They are the current permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. So we may attract Brazil, Indonesia, India, and South Africa to become the next member of the UNSC. So by having BRICS members inside the UNSC, I think it will produce a more democratic decision. Countries will be very careful in utilizing their veto power. At the moment, only one country has been using the veto power unwisely. So I think BRICS need also to think how to empower the United Nations and how to prepare the transition in this UNSC in a more democratic way.
And we have been talking about what Indonesia brings to this forum, to this meeting, and how Indonesia can be seen by the members. I would like to know right now, what can Indonesia bring back home, the direct impact from joining this first meeting, especially related to the reciprocal tariff that was announced by Qatar or Donald Trump. So what kind of impact that we can bring home?
I think this would be very interesting, yeah, because all countries at the moment, they are dealing with the US at the bilateral level. China rejects the deal, but we do not know what will happen to Russia. Maybe at the moment Russia will make itself closer to China. But I think BRICS will also to think what will happen with regard to the other developing countries. Because when Indonesia joined BRICS, one of the key statements was Indonesia will utilize its positive results from BRICS and share it to the developing countries. I think in this case, meeting with BRICS members will solidify Indonesia's current position, not only in dealing with the US, but also in dealing with other developed countries. And also, I think BRICS will make Indonesia more familiar with the projects already introduced inside BRICS. They call it New Development Bank. I think Indonesia, we have had enough experience in dealing with the World Bank and also with the IMF. We also have experience dealing with the Chinese Bank of with the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, also with the Chinese Asian Investment and Infrastructure Bank. And now inside BRICS, where we have the New Development Bank, I think Indonesia will have better experience in how to utilize this new development bank into answering the immediate challenges faced by Indonesia today in the area, especially in the area of energy transition, food security, and technology transfer.
Okay, thank you very much, Pak Teuku, for joining us. We got what we needed for to see how significant this meeting for Indonesia. It seems like Indonesia will need to prove itself in this very first meeting. And also, when it's bringing back a lot of benefits, it's not only for Indonesia, but also for other developing countries, which is very, very selfless. Okay, thank you very much, Pak Teuku Rezasha. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, this is an observer of Indonesia Affairs, Pak Teuku Rezasha. And you can listen again to this dialogue or the VOA Talk on our YouTube channel, VOA Official.
Bye.
popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali doesn't only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Ringgit. According to the history, Ringgit was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when one care or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Malipay Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reog. Angklung Reog is the weapon of Malipay Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When one attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual. For example, in West Java, this instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Ringgit, which is from Javanese ancient language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Ringgit and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. According to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make ringgit is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating in a super cushion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by ringgit is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand, and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play ringgit takes a special skill and feeling. In playing ringgit, there is also a technique of beating, namely munyu, which is held by the left hand of companion player, or called samsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and ringgit is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, ringgit is also performed to accompany many other events, such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of ringgit makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, ringgit becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions.